welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about all kinds of devil worship.
No, we don't. Don't even go there.
Yeah, that's what people think.
Well, we might talk about the devil worship, but we're not in favor of it.
True that. Oh, la vida loca. Hey, my phone did not tell me it was going to charge me a penny a minute to call my own podcast today.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting windy out there too, eh?
Not here.
Yeah, up here. I'm in Kansas with Toto. Not with Toto. I gotta go find Toto. Lost Toto.
Right.
The Wicked Witch might get him.
Right on.
Yeah, I coulda, woulda, shoulda maybe drove another hour or two, but the roads are a little slick and it was getting pretty windy and I'm empty. I don't want to get blown off the road.
I'll tell you what, it's pretty warm for what they reported. So, yeah. They say it was supposed to be like 17 here. It's clearly not that yet. So I don't know.
I don't know what I've been told.
Well, I know I've been told. And I know it's not accurate.
Oh, no, the psychics are never accurate. Well,
except
rarely
by accident.
Except by accident.
Damn it, they're going to fire me. I got another one right.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, la vida loca.
Oh, my. Oh.
Oh, we need callers. Call us. But we need callers to talk.
We had one, but they wouldn't talk to us.
They don't like us. Our mysterious callers.
The legacy of our mysterious callers?
We had a mysterious caller that didn't say a word.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bing.
We do have some listeners. One of them is a friend of my mom's, and she loves us. She thinks we're absolutely hilarious.
Right.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but she thinks we're funny. We are funny, but, you know, looks aren't everything.
Oh, my.
Gilligan down! Gilligan down! Games! 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 We have a new game to talk about.
Yeah.
It's called Dungeons and Dragons.
Nope.
Yeah, Demented Dungeons and Dragons. It started out as a joke. It's a... I don't know if I'd call it a spinoff or not, but basically, it was like a play on words. Our farm is called... Our farm is called DD&D. It's an abbreviation for David, David, and David. But one of the Davids came up with calling our farm Demented Dungeons and Dragons. It may have only been once or twice, but it kind of...
He didn't even remember doing it.
He didn't remember even doing it. But nonetheless, it stuck with one of the Davids, and so then when we decided to make a podcast, he suggested Demented Dungeons and Dragons for the podcast name, and the third David says, let's do it. So here we are. We was originally going to be talking about things that were more farm related, but that got boring.
Yeah.
So we started talking about games because we got into this one game. I forgot the name of it. And
Parallel Kingdom.
Yeah, I know. I was kidding. And it was very much like Dungeons and Dragons because it had dungeons and it had dragons. But anyways, it had a whole bunch of other stuff too. There was not really Dungeons and Dragons relative or whatever. But nonetheless, we do talk about gaming, but we don't really talk about Dungeons and Dragons. And the whole name started out as a joke. So, there you go. We don't play Dungeons and Dragons per se. David used to.
Yeah, I used to run the game. I'd do again if I had the time on my hands that would allow me to pull such a thing off. It's very time consuming. Oh, I bet you people would come out of the woodwork.
Right, but our friends would try to kill them because they were heathens.
When I went to school, one of my classmates played, and he borrowed my monster manual. And his parents saw it and took it to the church, and they thought it was an evil book, and they burned it.
Oh, no.
And they exorcised him, and he was not allowed to ever see me again. And occasionally we'd meet at school, and he'd be like, okay, I got my dice. Oh, he was desperate to play, even though he wasn't allowed. So, but yeah, they put him through some torment over that.
And now he's probably one of the biggest D&D players in the world.
Yeah, who knows?
Thanks to you.
Yeah, he's probably one of the evil people that we play against in our other games.
Yeah. Maybe he's Red 13.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he's Drafter.
Oh, there you go.
yeah. So we got a new game. We were playing Mystery Legacy, which is cool, but not cool. If they fix the decay rate and make PvP mutual and consensual, I think that game would be all right.
Yeah.
But
yeah, reduce the decay rate, but part of the concept was you're supposed to police yourself. And you know, I was looking at some videos, somebody clued me in. Before Mysteria Legacy, there was Mysteria Legends. All right. Now, I haven't found any actual video of Mysteria Legends, because that's what this guy was looking for. All right, and he pointed out that all the videos that they had were actually Mysteria Legacy in its early phases. And it started out, you did your training in the same field everybody else ran around in. All right.
So there was no Noobsville.
There was no Noobsville. All right.
Okay.
So eventually there must have came a point when the Noobs were getting beaten up so badly they had to make a separate ground for them.
Which is why they created Wellington.
Well, that would have been phase two or three.
Right. So they created Noobsville because we couldn't police ourselves.
Right.
And then they created Wellington because we can't police ourselves.
Right.
Which is why we have a government. Because we can't police ourselves.
Yeah, he's slowly working his way toward, you know, controlled behavior, which is a shame. But, you know, it's what you keep asking for.
That's true. Because we can't police ourselves.
We haven't formed a proper 3%.
True that. And that's partly my fault because I'm still being a 47%er or 96%er.
I don't know. You seem to be supporting the 3%.
I'm supporting the 3%, but I'm not doing anything with it.
Yeah, that's... Well, yeah.
I'm being a 96%er.
A 97%?
No, 96. You got 1%, which is the elites, which are usually the bad guys, that control the 96. And ultimately control the 3% as well, which controls the 99%. But the 1% gets the 96% to keep the 3% under control.
Yeah, because the 3% isn't sufficiently organized.
Right.
Well, you know.
But occasionally they do organize and they do overthrow their governments.
You know, in the times of Christ, the Christians who followed him, they didn't make war. They didn't try to overthrow anybody. And the emperors feared them. I wonder why.
Because God would rain on them lightning from heaven.
Well,
and frogs.
Mostly because they were better organized than the government itself. If welfare was needed in some far distant land, they had formed networks where they could transfer the money quickly and easily from one side of the continent to the other. You know? There's a movement afoot now to to quit being an organized religion. They want to get out of the Baptists and whatever, okay? And they're halfway right, all right? The problem is the type of organized religion we have. It's organized from the top down. You got a bunch of people that stand up front and tell you what to do. And the people sitting in the pews pretty well do what they're told to do.
Yeah, it's my job. Tell people what to do.
Yeah. You wish.
You must respect my authority.
Right. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Oh, my. Oh, me, oh, my. But, yeah, they were organized. They're organized from the bottom up. They had no quote-unquote leader. You know, You know, nowadays you say that they weren't led by, you know, they didn't have a leader. They'd call that sacrilege. It's like, well, we're supposed to obey authority. See, it says so in Romans, whatever, whatever. Like, well, no, it doesn't.
Take me to your leader.
Yeah, Christ specifically said, don't do that.
Girl writes what?
Who, where, when, why, what?
I'm watching a... Hang on a second. I gotta pause this other one. Okay. I'm watching a documentary from the Discovery Channel on Silk Road.
The original? Or the internet one?
The internet one. I don't know. It's on GooTube.
GooTube?
Yeah, GoogleTube.
Oh, GoogleTube.
Yeah, but this one's talking about mummies on Silk Road, the Asian mummies.
Okay.
After Silk Road had expired, archaeologists were digging up mummies that looked petrified.
Okay.
Everything was intact. You know, you can actually see their, you can actually get a fingerprint off of them. They were that intact.
Okay.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Mummies, the title is Ancient White Mummies of Asia, because there was white mummies and Asian mummies in Asia on Silk Road.
Okay, so people died along the way and were left in the
desert.
Yeah,
but they mummified them.
Okay.
So anyways, that's what I'm watching. I'm doing, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And also, Girl Writes What? That's that short-haired girl that talks about feminism and all that stuff.
The evils of feminism.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But she goes through it in a logical and conscientious way.
Right. She does the tutorial of the analytical breakdown of it.
Right.
We just kind of brush the surface.
Yeah. And then there's your tattooed and whatever video.
Oh, Sandman. MGTOW. Yeah, look up... Hang on, let me look it up. Women and Tattoos MGTOW. If you look up those keywords, women and tattoos and the word MGTOW, you'll find the video. It's more or less an audio video. What do they call those? Vlogs.
Well, yeah, he had YouTube will not do audio. So you
right.
have to throw up pictures.
Right.
Okay, so he did his little discussion and he put pictures on it.
Right. So instead of going to iTunes, you can go to YouTube and get the audio video version.
Right.
I don't go to iTunes, but apparently they got some good stuff there. But then again, they took Alex Jones off of iTunes, YouTube.
Did they?
Yep. And Facebook.
You sure about that?
I'm sure he's not on YouTube anymore.
Oh, he's not on YouTube. Okay.
I looked it up. I saw it on Facebook, and I looked him up on YouTube, and he's not there.
He disappeared.
They deleted him. Yep, they're trying to erase him.
Right.
You have been erased. Alex Jones, YouTube.
Right.
Ah. Here's a link to his YouTube channel on Google. Let's see what happens. This account has been terminated. It says, for violations of YouTube's terms of service. Well, yeah, Google's the new world, part of the new world order, so of course they don't want you to talk about them. That's why they deleted me. Mine will say the same thing. YouTube.com.
Well, you must have been put some pervy. You must have put some pervert stuff up there, otherwise they wouldn't have.
Oh, mine's even different. It just says, this page isn't available. Sorry about that. Try searching for something else.
Right. But I was searching for this. This is what I was searching for.
This channel does not exist. I tried doing /channel/KennelTrump, and yeah, they deleted me. I got a channel, but
yeah, you don't know where it went.
Well, yeah, that too. But, I mean, I have a new YouTube account, but I don't know how to tell you to go to it.
Right.
Not that I have anything there. Here we go.
It's one of those complicated... Yeah.
I might have found it. No, I guess I didn't. Wait a minute. Oh, wait. My channel! Yay! My channel doesn't have a name.
Right.
Customize.
Well, you should probably put a statement up there. If YouTube doesn't block this, I must be doing something wrong.
Yeah. Let's see if I can pick a name. I have 0 subscribers. I used to have a whole bunch of subscribers.
Right.
But I don't have any videos now. Well, I take that back. Where's my videos? I did one short video of a rainbow poop emoji at the store and said, this may be the only video I upload. And that was after they deleted my other one.
Right.
Since then, I uploaded 1, 2, 3, 4 cat videos. 1 spider video.
Oh, hey, I got an idea for you. You do all these videos, but in the background, there'll be a piece of paper or something with a link to another video site.
Oh, yeah, I could do that easy.
Yeah.
So I got 4 cat videos and 2 spider videos that I uploaded. That's it.
And then you do editing to the video and put in a subliminal message saying, YouTube is evil, YouTube is evil.
Oh, I created a playlist on my new channel. Where's my video? Oh, no, here's my playlist. Fuck, YouTube is one of the playlists.
Oh, here's one. You create a playlist that takes you to videos that have been deleted by YouTube.
Well, 2 of these videos on my fuck YouTube playlist have been deleted.
Okay, but leave them in the playlist. So when people run across them, they see that YouTube's deleting stuff. Oh, heck, that should be easy to do. They have a format for creating links. You could create fake links. You know, just follow their format.
Right.
And, you know, just put in random numbers and stuff that fits their format and post those. And there won't be any video there. And they wouldn't.
Oh,
it'd be a catch
22 cool.
For them.
Well, if you look up Kano Trump, all one word, you will find my channel.
Ah. So you're still there.
I'm still there. But I don't have my over 1,000 videos that I used to have.
They've been deleted?
Oh, yeah. This is just my new channel, and in my Vegan Lion video that, on my Vegan Lion channel that never got deleted. Kano Trump. All one word. You'll see the videos of me playing with Monster.
Oh. Cat abuse.
Yeah.
Mostly by the cat itself.
Yeah, the cat is abusing me.
There's a reason why they call him Monster.
Yeah. He's a hellion.
That cat was a rescue cat from a far and distant state. And the mother had abandoned it for whatever reason. And the people who took it, they bottle fed it and raised it up. And it looked pretty scrawny and pretty weak for a long time. And it's pretty lively now.
Yeah. I helped toughen it up, too.
Yeah, you gave it Haley training.
Yeah, Haley and I toughened it up. Yeah, he loves to fight and play. Of course, to him it's playing, but... So yeah, Alex Jones got deleted.
Yep. Fortunately, he's got lots of money to fund his own video storage.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Actually, I do, too. But I don't feel like uploading them all. And, blah, blah, blah. That was 10 years of work that I have to reconstruct.
Right.
Now, he's got people to pay to reconstruct it, but he probably already had it reconstructed on his own server. He already had it. He already had a backup plan where I didn't.
Yippee yipper.
So, make way for Kano Trump, the new Alex Jones.
Yeah, right.
Alright, forget all that. Now, games. I haven't been logged on to the new game hardly any today.
I know that's not true. I saw you on there.
I said hardly.
Oh, yeah. The one time I logged in, you were there? Uh-huh.
Well, the weather was frightful, and it wasn't all that delightful. So I didn't play all that much, but I wanted to. So anyways, we got a few games we're playing. Parallel Kingdom died in 2016. Since then, Red Tower...
We suffered withdrawal all that time.
Huh?
We've been suffering withdrawal all that time.
Yes and no. Since their death in 2016... Map Your Empire, Parallel Origin, and Red Towers has been trying to make a game like Parallel Kingdom. Red Towers beat everybody to the punch. But they lasted about a year, not even that long, and petered out.
Yeah.
More like 6 months. They lasted about 6 months, and then... I thought that the developer passed away, but I've recently been corrected.
Red Tower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Drafter has a friend who was an investor and is in a lawsuit with them because of foul play or something. I don't know.
Oh.
But I don't know. I mean, they were working on a game as far as I could tell.
Right.
The lawsuit might have been what killed it.
Ouch. Ouch.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just speculating. But, anyhow. Yeah, it was going good for 6 months. They did relocation. They had weapons that you could upgrade. They had armor that you could upgrade. And monsters you could kill. They had territory you could conquer.
Yep. And
that's
flags
right.
that could be destroyed. They just
you
didn't have GPS.
Yeah.
They didn't have GPS, though.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't. They
yeah,
had a world map, but they didn't have GPS.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, well, I must have quit before they implemented it.
Yeah, I relocate all the time.
Right.
Oh,
oh, wait a minute.
Three.
Yeah, yeah, they did. Because that's how I got to the farm before you.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to the farm just before you did. Because I was lagging way behind. I couldn't keep up with you. You were putting down so many flags. I couldn't even hop flags fast enough to keep up with you.
I was flagging faster than he can jump. I was like, flag, boom, flag. Well, yeah, once I did that cheat and had, like, unlimited supply of materials.
Oh, no.
I was just like, boom, flag, boom, flag, boom, flag, boom, flag. I was running up I-55.
You had a cheat?
Yeah, I did,
yeah,
actually.
Oh, no.
I'm not 100% if I had the cheat before or after, but I think I had it before. And, but either way, I mean, I was killing stuff pretty fast, chopping down trees. I mean, it didn't take but a second to chop a tree. I mean, you didn't even have to chop it. You could click on it and say chop, click on the next one, go chop. Your character wouldn't even get there, and the tree would. You could be on your way to the next tree before you even got to the first tree, and the tree would already be chopping down. Same with rocks. You can mine the rocks, just like click, click, boom. You know, it's like I would. I do it still today. I'll click on a tree, say chop tree, and then click on a rock and say mine rock, and it'll just be going all over the place. And I'll have all the trees chopped and all the mines, all the rocks mined in 15 seconds or less.
Right.
So, I mean, I could have done it before the cheat, but I don't know. I'm thinking I had the cheat. So with the cheat, I don't have to worry about chopping and mining. I mean, I've got 1 million wood, 1 million stones, 1 million berries, 1 million leather. Oh, killing wolves, though, took a little longer. Killing wolves and killing deer still takes a little longer. That takes about a second. But that's after I leveled up all my gear. Now, if I had plus 10,000 gear, which I'm still trying to get, because it's out there, that was another cheat or spoof. I ended up with some plus 10,000 gear, but they didn't seem to work, so I got rid of them. Now I wish I kept them. I got one left, and I think it's on Red 13. And the only reason why Red 13 has it is because I was giving Red 13 crap about Red 13 having a plus 10,000 sword or spear. Because Red 13 wanted it. And I created a Red 13 alt that looks like Red 13, but it's not really Red 13. It was so funny when he found me.
Right.
I had my character parked, I don't know, Indonesia or someplace. And he built a tower right next to my character and named the tower, "You Can't Be Me." And I watched him in chat. He was like telling people to come to that location because you couldn't do invites. You still can't do invites. He's like, "Come over here and look at this guy. I think the dev, you know, developers are messing with me," because he was a major flag burner. He goes, "I think the developers are messing with me because it looked identical to his name." But he used capital I's for his Roman numerals, and I used lowercase L's. No. Yeah.
Right, because you're using Arial.
Yeah, he was using
Roman.
Yeah, he was using capital X and capital I's for his letter 13. So he was red 13. And so I made a copycat alt, named it Red 13, but used the lowercase L's in place of his capital I's. And it freaked him out, and I was taunting him like crazy with Red 13. And it freaked other people out because he was Red 13 in global chat arguing with Red 13, and they thought he was crazy arguing with himself. But if you clicked on our names, you could see the differences because we had different amounts of ranking and gold. So what I did was I used my main character to make sure that my red 13 had the same amount of gold as his red 13, and I leveled up my red 13 to be the same level as his red 13, so we looked identical.
That's an awful lot of complication to try to mess with somebody. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Well, because he kept burning my flags.
Yeah. So.
So.
It's a PvP game. Come on.
Shut up, stupid. It's not a PvP game, as somebody else pointed out. So anyway, so that was Red Towers. Red Towers died. The game's still there. You can still go play it. You can still download it. I think you can still download it. I don't know. Let me look it up. But anyways, but it's just basically now it's just a chat, you know. Map Your Empire, supposedly they're still working on a game too. But they still haven't launched this so-called game.
Right.
All they have is a chat box open. And their chat box kind of sucks. At least Red Towers.
Go to Discord.
Yeah.
Because they all suck.
Yeah, at least Red Towers has a decent chat box. I'm trying to find. Here it is, Google Play Store. Red Towers. Not in the Play Store. But because I already had it in my account, I can still access it.
You might be able to send the link.
I don't know. Do you have it on your phone?
No, but I bet you I can get it the same way you can get it.
Well, let me access it and see if I can send you a link to it and see if you can access it with the link.
Right. Yeah, when you get to that page on Google Play, look for the share button.
My games. Library. I got a lot in my library because I tested out a lot of apps and got rid of a lot of apps. Okay. Installed. I'll find it quicker that way. Share. David Ray.
You gotta mess me up. We are. Now that should work. And? But it might only work because, oh, well, it worked. Put it up on our website.
Put it on our website.
That link on the website so people can get to it.
All right.
I can install from this.
Do what?
I can't install from this.
I'm sorry, what?
I can install from this.
Awesome.
I'm not going to, though, but I could.
Awesome.
Judging by these pictures, they've done some work on it since I last played.
Probably. Yeah, so relocation and a couple other things for the last updates that they did.
Before we pulled out and stopped playing.
Yeah, well, I still play it. I beat you in flagging. But I don't play it that much. Otherwise, I'd be at the top of the list by now. I think Tag is at the top of the list.
In which game? The new one?
No, Red Towers.
Oh, yeah.
I've probably dropped on the list of the new one quite a bit. I was number 5 for a while. But now I'm probably more like number 10.
Oh, wow, I found a freeway up north.
Here it is. I'm number 11. I'm dropping fast. But ATV level 21. David Ray fell off the list. No, I'm just kidding. You're level 43. Did you go and retrieve your stones from underground?
What are you talking about?
I sent you a picture of your stone walls you need to tear down. Hello, McFly. In Mystery Legacy? You're breaking up. I can't hear you. If you're talking, I can't hear you.
I said that didn't work well for the person who said McFly.
Oh, in the end game. Yeah, well, I don't see your kids going back in time and changing history to your benefit.
Probably not.
Yeah, McFly. now I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the stone walls down in the underground. Did you go and retrieve those?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Somebody else take them out already?
Huh?
Somebody else take them out already?
Probably not. Oh, it would take too long. I took mine down. But you'll have to get yours.
This lousy thing.
But only do the one in the underground. I'm leaving the rest for now. But soon they will follow. Because I'm tired of having to log in and do maintenance every frickin' day, almost.
Well, yeah, that's too much.
I mean, I figured out how to get around that. But you have to not reincarnate. You have to play the game and deal with the decay rate for a long time until you get your construction level up to 100.
Okay.
Or 100 plus. Then build your walls and towers. And then put dragon scales in those walls and towers.
Right.
And then all will be good.
What did you say?
They'll still decay, but it'll take a week instead of a couple days.
Well, there you go.
No, I'll probably take
a couple
weeks.
I mean, after all that effort, you only get a week?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Bella.
Yeah, and they said they did maintenance 3 times a week. They had a lot of stuff to do maintenance on. I don't believe them.
Yeah, they were probably exaggerating.
Probably keep other people from complaining.
Yeah. Yeah, but they liked the Decay Rain because they were Raiders.
Right.
Raiders like the K. Because then they can come in and raid.
Yeah, it made it easier.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, after Red Towers died, we pretty much moved on to Mystera Legacy. And it's probably going to die if they don't fix the decay rate.
Possibly.
Because I'm about to pack everything up right now. I'm only sticking around because we got a couple other members that are still there.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I'm asking myself, why? Why do I bother?
Because Parallel Origins hasn't gone up sufficiently to worth flipping over to.
This is true.
Because it hasn't even reached... While it does have relocation, it hasn't reached the level of okay. No.
I guess it's been 3 weeks since I've done an upload. The last recording we did was December 17th that I've not downloaded and re-uploaded. So I'm doing that now.
Okay. All right. So I've relocated to the northern shores of Nordist Landet, which would be
what is?
Which would be just north of the original PK Kingdom of Pandora.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm going to see if I can find the shore. Because I don't think what I'm seeing is accurate. Because they're showing me on green ground, and I was thinking it would have landed me in the ocean.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah, I gotta see if I can trick this thing into recentering me. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
What'd you do?
It put me in Sweden.
In Sweden?
Yes. Way south of where I wanted to be. My fake GPS isn't working properly.
That's what you get for cheating.
I'm testing the game.
You beta cheater tester.
Alpha.
Yeah. Alpha cheat tester.
What the hell? Well, it put me in the same place.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Ow! Why do we have to grow nose hairs?
So you can pluck them out.
And cry about it.
Yeah, it looks like it's putting me in it's putting me in Finland, just north of Estonia. West of Helsinki. I'm not happy.
Interesting. Somebody added me. Oh, they added everyone. Because I have everything on mute except for ats.
Well, it may have put me where I want to be, but it doesn't look like it.
Don't do that.
How many miles per degree of latitude? No, degrees of longitude. How many miles per degree? How many miles per degree of longitude?
Oh. Let's ask Google.
Yeah, Google knows it.
How many miles per degree of longitude or latitude?
No.
Okay, at the equator it is 68.703 and slowly graduates to 69.407 at the poles. So the average is 69
miles per degree. So I got to do that twice. So we'll just go with 70 because it's easier. So I got to place 420 flags to cover that distance from a place where I already know that I made it. Holy shit.
Or just change your fake GPS to go so many more degrees.
And the 2 degrees sends me all the way down to Finland. I was north of Finland by quite a bit. And my fake GPS has put me down in Finland if I try to go even further north.
Use a different one.
Well, you show me a different one.
Huh?
You show me a different one that works.
You're breaking up.
You show me a different one that works.
I'm not a fake GPS connoisseur.
Okay, then stop telling me what to do. If you don't know what the hell you're talking about, then shut up.
Hey, I'm merely giving you suggestions. If you don't want suggestions,
yeah, I know.
Then I won't give them.
I know. I'm just very frustrated.
I'll let you fail on your own. I won't be there to help.
I'm just very frustrated with what's going on here. Oh, man. And I know it's not your fault, but it's, man. Oh, I was told snow chains won't work in the mud. Why not? Because they got nothing to grab onto. Well, I got plenty of sticks and stuff, and they grab those sticks and stuff better than the tires would.
They'll work in the mud.
Yeah.
They just won't work that great, but they'll work.
They would certainly keep me going. So I put them on before I take off. I take them off before I leave the land. I'd be good. So,
in theory,
and if I do get stuck, got lots of sticks and twigs in the wood nearby. I could go get those, and the chains would most certainly grab hold of that stuff and suck it under. Whereas tires just don't. Tires don't have enough traction to grab anything and pull it into the mud. Yeah, it's too bad there isn't something to tell you where you are in the game. I'm just going to place flags and head north.
Do what?
I'm just going to place flags and head north.
There you go.
Matter of fact, I'm not going to bother harvesting materials until I run out. Takes long enough just to make the flag. Visit this building. Building? What building? So if I do this, I'm going to be ahead of everybody.
What, for the kingdom?
I'll be the flag master. What are you doing?
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
No, I lost it. There it is.
Let's see now.
Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast, Dimension Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to gaming, PK Red Towers, Parallel Origin. Oh, PK stands for Parallel Kingdom. Parallel Origin is supposed to be a spin-off of Parallel Kingdom. Red Towers was supposed to be a spin-off, but it died. And I recently found out it died because one of the developers died, and he was like the main developer.
And in this podcast, you corrected yourself.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. I don't know 100% either way, but... Yeah, rumor had it that he passed Apple. That's what he called himself anyways. Passed away.
Right. Well, maybe the character died.
The character died. No!
Okay, I'm no longer killing anything. Again.
Oh, I downloaded it twice. That's why. I had to listen to it to make sure that it was or was not a duplicate.
Right.
I didn't delete it from the conference call thingy, so I didn't think I downloaded it. So apparently it's uploaded already.
Okay.
Let me delete this from the inventory here. Go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Uh, 1218. Yep, here it is.
Yeah.
Well, I think it is. I clicked on play, but it's not playing. There we go.
Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to gaming.
Okay. Yeah, I already uploaded it, so we're only a week behind.
Hey, I know. I know who you've been copying.
Who?
I just heard his voice.
Oh yeah.
That's the guy you've been copying.
But we got 2 likes on that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's not me because
you don't like yourself anymore?
No, I just now clicked the like button, so now we got 3 likes.
Woohoo.
Bow, 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 bow.
So, how do you talk to somebody who is a complete idiot on the subject they're talking about?
Oh, it's not letting me like it. Oh, well.
But you must have already liked it.
No. It's saying that I need to click on the option. But maybe that's because I'm not logged in to Facebook. That's why.
Oh. You have to be logged into Facebook to use that?
To use the like button, yes.
Oh.
There's other options. You can click the Google Plus, and that likes it as well.
Yeah.
But you have to use your Google account to do that. So there's a Twitter share. You can share on Twitter. You can Google like or Facebook like us. So people like us, but not a lot, only 2.
Well, don't you get to multiply that by 1,000? Because, you know.
Not really. Maybe 100.
So we got 100 listeners.
Probably not. Probably more like 10 or 20. I'd say put a 0 on that. So if we got 2 likes, we probably got 20 listeners.
Hey, we're growing in the world.
Yeah. We could have more, but I doubt it. But not everybody has Facebook.
Problem is you got liked by both your stalkers, and they're the only ones who are listening.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Kano stalkers, we would have no listeners at all.
No, we got Cindy listens. Not a lot, but she listens.
Okay.
Maybe not to this podcast, but to our Scrap Go Scrap podcast.
Right.
Yeah. Apparently, I hadn't liked them yet because I wasn't logged in, but now I'm liking us.
Yep.
We got up to 4 likes.
Oh, hey, we forgot to say something. Happy New Year.
It's not New Year yet.
But it will be by the time. It will be by the time the people download this and listen to it.
Happy Snooze Year for 2019. What year is 2019?
Not 2020.
What Chinese zodiac is 2019?
Right. But it won't be that for another 3-4 months.
February.
Okay, 2 months.
We are approaching the year of the pig.
Oinker, oinker.
Oinker, oinker. Yeah, it's already 2019 there.
Right.
So on some of these podcasts, we got 4 likes. So maybe we have 40 listeners.
Woo-hoo.
Who knows? Or maybe we only have 4.
Or maybe we have 5 and we're only approved of by 4 out of 5 dentists.
Approved by 4 out of 5 listeners. That's our new slogan. We don't have to tell them we only have 5 listeners.
Well, when Dentine did their little commercial on approved of by 4 out of 5 dentists, they did their survey over and over and over again until they got the results they wanted. They go out and ask 5 dentists, and when they didn't get the 4 out of 5, they went and asked 5 more dentists.
That's how you skew the charts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's other creative ways. Let's see. Now, the chart they do for cholesterol.
Uh-huh.
They change the scale in the middle of the chart multiple times to give you what looks like a nice curve showing you dangerous this much and safe this much. And then they aren't charting all the things you need to know about cholesterol. All right? If you have low cholesterol, your brain starves and you become stupid.
That's my problem.
All right. So you need a certain amount of cholesterol. Again.
That's weird. I clicked the delete button and it didn't delete.
Okay. Probably because we're still recording it.
No, that's December 17th.
Okay.
Oh, well. I'll skip that one.
Want to sell iron bars or trade for wood?
Oh, yeah. Iron. Iron's going pretty expensive right now.
In the game?
Yeah.
Probably in real life, too.
Probably.
Yeah. All right, so how do you talk to somebody about something that they're just absolutely being stupid on?
I have no idea.
Well, we got a couple of friends who I don't know. I got one who is setting up his children to be racial haters. All right? Because, you know, they go to a church that teaches that, you know, blacks are inferior. Now, they don't teach go out and kill blacks. They just teach stay separate. But that kind of leads toward us versus them. And that always leads to eventually, you know, we got to kill them. Because they're taking our stuff. Yeah, they're taking our stuff, so we got to kill them. You know? And one of the examples they gave is you don't mix blue jays and cardinals with each other. They won't reproduce. It's like, yeah, but those are different species. You know? And I, you know, my reaction to him was, you know, I didn't say you idiots, but you could hear it in the tone of my voice. It's like, yeah, but cardinals and bluebirds are not the same species.
They're birds.
They are birds, but, you know. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's not loud enough. Yeah, we need that louder. Oh my. What a song.
Oh my. Yeah, it took me a minute to figure out what the name of the song was. I have it on my computer. I have like...
It's appropriate. It just wasn't loud enough.
I got three copies. Four copies of it.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know. If you know what
if
I mean.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Philosophy is the talk on a cereal box. Religion is a smile on a dog. So anyhow, so you're trying to explain to racists that they're being racist against their own race.
Basically.
So that's what you say. You say, all right, look, how do you explain to a racist that they're being racist against their own race?
Yeah, they wouldn't see it. They just think you're an idiot.
Well, I know, but this is what you tell them. You say, how do you explain to a racist that they're being racist against their own race and confusing it for skin color?
Right. Yep. Yeah, and
Well, then you'll get in trouble for calling them racist.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, a horse is a horse. You know.
Unless, of course, he's Mr. Ed.
If it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. But see, here's the other thing.
they refer to people like me as being, you know, as if I had a defect. I was traumatized by it.
You're traumatized by racism, and therefore you're anti-racist?
Well, they're basically, you know, referring to people like me as being, you know, traumatized, set off by it, you know. So they were specifically talking to our potential new friend, and he clued in on something and I didn't. He may be achieving what I wanted to achieve.
Okay.
You know, because he may or may not be of their mindset. But he said the right things that would get him to their church. You know. Before I was aware that they were racist, I was trying to go to their church. And they wouldn't take me.
Because they're not racist.
Yeah, they probably clued in on that real quick.
Well, yeah, see, here's the thing. Most of the time, we believe the way we want to believe.
Yeah.
Like she says in the song, I know what I know if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And they're looking for ways to justify it. It's just like you said previously on the L word. Just kidding. What you said previously on the podcast or somewhere, you said, we are not logical creatures.
No, we're not.
But we are excellent at
rationalizing.
That's the word, rational. We are not
rational
creatures.
We're good at rationalizing.
Right. We're good at rationalizing what we want, but we're not rational.
Right.
That's the word, rational.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're amazing.
Next time he says one of his racial comments about blacks being inferior or whatever, I'm going to be like, amazing. And just give him this dead look, like, or this blank stare, like, amazing. Like the dry eye guy commercial. Yeah!
Well,
amazing.
You know, some of our more important inventions came from black people.
Black people who are still people, who are still the same race.
And due to quote-unquote racism, colorism, as we would put it, this man who created the plasma separator for blood was not allowed to receive blood from that very machine and lost his life, even though he was the inventor.
Yeah, that's insane.
You know?
No, it's not. It's stupid, because stupid is what stupid does.
It's clearly irrational. If you know what I mean. But that's the problem I ran into. That's the problem with it. You know, they asked me, well, you know, where do you get that from? And it's like, it was so intrinsically obvious to me, I could not answer their question. And yet, they needed an answer. They couldn't understand it. And I couldn't give them that answer. And quite frankly, I was doing the same thing they were doing. just from the opposite direction.
Too bad I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I gave him a Quizno on Quizno Arts.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
I know, exactly. No, well, you know, it's just like Larry. When he swore that the voting system was not rigged and there was no chance in hell that it could be rigged. And I walked him through the steps.
You know, I tried to walk him through the steps. You know, he still goes by that. You have not changed his mind.
I have not changed his mind, but I got him to admit in front of Joe that there was room for error and malicious behavior.
Well, yeah, I mean, if the machine's doing the counting, how can the machine possibly get different results?
Well, not only that, but he doesn't have first-hand knowledge. That's
true.
There was no tampering. Because at first,
well, he did do me a walkthrough where it'd be very difficult to get tampering to happen.
Yeah.
But
he said that it was 100% foolproof, whatever, blah blah blah. I said, "Do you have first-hand knowledge of that?" He said, "Yes, I do." I said, "Okay." And so I walked him through the steps. And so through the first half of the steps, I was like, "And you witnessed this firsthand?"
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yes. And then we got to the halfway point, and then he passed it on to the next person. And I says, "And you witnessed that event?" And he says, "Yes." So then he went on to explain what happens next. And I said, "And you witnessed that event?" He says, "No." "Ah, so you don't have first-hand knowledge that it wasn't tampered with after it left your hands?" He said, "No, I do not."
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just got to figure out how to talk to people. And everybody's different. I can't talk to everybody. Like my stalker, I couldn't talk to her. I could at first, but towards the end I couldn't. But you could.
Which stalker?
Which stalker? Kaplinger Mills.
Oh. Started in Eldo.
Yeah.
Okay. I could talk to her? Wow.
Better than I could.
Well, yeah, we understood the same subjects. That's true.
Yeah.
But I think that frustrated her some. Because I'd see through the flaws. She did clue me in on a very interesting video on a giant robot on Mars, on the moon, that we supposedly can see through our telescopes. But I kind of disagree with the conclusion that the people who made the video came to. But I was fascinated by all the free software that they're pulling up to do all the graphic analysis.
Graphic analysis.
That was fascinating. And so I did watch this, I think it was like a 6-hour, 8-hour video on the giant dragon robot that crawls across the face of the moon.
They're mining the moon, people.
Well, yeah, that's what they came to the conclusion of, and they might be, but I don't think his analysis proved that. Now, maybe he didn't have time in the 8 hours to give sufficient proof. Maybe I only got the shorthand. Maybe there's, you know, like 100 hours worth of data that I need to sort through in order to see what he saw. Okay? Which means it really isn't going to happen.
No. I think you need the data plus some shrooms and some acid, and then maybe with some alcohol, you might be able to come to the same conclusion.
No, the alcohol would just put me to sleep. I'd come to no conclusions.
Okay, minus the alcohol. Just the shrooms and the acid, that might help. Mike.
Could you imagine me on acid?
I don't know. I don't want to see you on acid. You would be scary.
I don't think you could even imagine it.
I don't think I could handle it. You'd be bouncing off the walls.
You might be bouncing off the walls, and you wouldn't have even taken it. It's like, oh my God, get him away from me.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
I would need acid to be able to handle you on acid.
Right. So where can I find out how many flags I've put down?
You can't.
Damn.
Not yet.
Damn.
Oh, I know. Email. You have to email the developer, and maybe he'll tell you.
Yeah, I think he'd get tired of that real quick. Then again, he might just write up the app that does it.
Oh, I know. Go to Red Towers. They'll tell you how many flags you put down.
Wrong game.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said that.
But if I knew how many flags I put down, then I'd know how far I've traveled, roughly.
I've already lost interest in the game.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Now, see, I'm looking at all these flags I'm laying down as forerunners to achieving certain goals.
Ah. Anastasia. I see you got the message from me burning your flag. Read the PM I sent Yeah, I attacked Anastasia's flags, and here she is in Red Towers.
Oh. So you did that a long time ago. Hey, you should be telling them about this other game.
I have been. That's why. That's why I'm there.
I'm slow.
It's all good. Let's see here. Since December 26th, I've been in Red Tower's chat talking about it.
Right.
I'm like the main person in there talking.
I'm sure they love you. Taking all their clients away. All right. This may sound like a stupid question, but oak trees are the only place you can get oak wood from?
Correct. You get all the other wood.
It's southern.
The southern wood from all the other trees except oak. Oak is the only one you get oak from.
Okay, so if I chop down all the oak trees only, then that gives me the oak I'm looking for. Yeah, because
yep.
I got 108. It takes 5 of the southern wood, and I got 108 of those. Right now I got 14 oaks, so that'll get me 4 more flags. All right. So if I just focus on chopping oak, I should be good. And then whenever I run out, chop everything else.
Yeah, what I do is I'll chop oak, harvest apples, chop the apple trees. So that way I know which trees I harvest the apples from. I mine rocks, kill wolves, and go to the next square.
I'm trying to maximize the rate at which I move across the field. So I'm just chopping trees, and I'm focusing on just chopping the oak trees, which I've learned to identify visually. And no, folks, they don't have oak leaves. It's just the shape of the blob on top of the lollipop stick.
Pretty much.
Because they made them white for winter.
It's the round blob.
Well, there's a couple of different round blobs, but this, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's that particular shape of round.
Yes.
Yep. So basically, it looks like there's about 2 of them available for every time I move the flag. Oh, wait a minute. Here's one I might have missed. Yep.
All right, I'm logging in. I should.
It won't be to the farm.
Oh, no, never mind.
It's way up north.
Harvest apples. Chop down apple tree.
Oops.
I almost attacked the wolf and I didn't have a hammer.
Oh,
yeah,
their metric system sucks.
I've been making iron bars, and it takes a lot of southern wood to make iron bars, so I'm low on southern wood.
Say something in chat.
Who's got some flags for me to burn?
Me, I'll send you an invite.
Send invite.
Oh my, I just heard your voice.
They'll love that.
Oops, that didn't work. Me! Invite on the way. Send gold? No. Send personal message. There we go. Invite. I wonder if I can send an invite without actually saying anything.
Yep.
Tell me if that went.
It went.
Cool. You'll probably be there before I get back on screen. Knowing you.
No. I haven't used it yet. Let me check this territory for stones, and then I'll go. There's a polar bear.
Yeah. Interesting.
Personal message. David Ray. Accept invite. Bam! You changed your flag color. How'd you do that? Oh!
Different character.
Right.
Hey, you got a different hair color. How'd you do that?
It's not me, it's the wolf. All right, you can chop the oak. I need southern wood, so I'll chop that.
Yeah, there's only like two or three oak per jump, so I'm going to eventually run out. I did notice every once in a while when I jump, new ones spawn in the areas where I've been. What are you doing? You're just standing there. There we go. Hey, five oak trees in one jump. That's good. Nope, that's an apple. Yeah, I'll let you kill the animals. Hey, there's a rock here in the corner. Or actually... Did I lose you?
No.
Turbopunk. Kano!
I was typing as he was typing or saying. I screenshotted that. I said, your flags are safe now. I'm no longer in Denver.
Hehehehe. asbestos worked.
Yeah, he built his he built his flagpoles out of asbestos so that if I burned them, I would poison myself.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I said, I'll be back. Yeah, you can't burn flags yet, but him and I have been having fun with it.
Yep.
We actually, we actually convinced a couple people that it was possible.
I know.
They really thought I was. They really thought I was burning his flag. She's like, "I hate you, Kano."
All right, we can't be where I think I where I thought I was because we're going uphill. I must be down in Finland.
Uphill on a downhill stream.
Yeah, we're supposed to be heading toward ocean, and I'm going uphill. If you look at the elevation lines, they tell you what elevation you're at.
Right.
All right, I'm going for a walk and go verify on the ground where I was, because there was roads there where I started. And there's bound to be some sort of this town or whatever. I'll be back. I might be jumping to, because the first one, I was able to verify it. Longyear buy-in, I was able to verify.
Oh, okay.
And it's only a half a degree south of where I think I am. So.
I need to eat an apple. And attack a wolf.
Okay. Now.
Yeah, I've been crafting all of my iron ore into iron bars. So I'm low on southern wood.
Yep. I'm going to end up sending you a new invite. I think I just lost him. Oh, and what time is it? Yeah. I guess as soon as he calls in, we'll conclude this podcast. Oh, my. Yeah, I'm disappointed. Let's see now. There we go. And let's see now. Nope, nope, nope. Shall I conclude this podcast? Question mark. You probably didn't even have signal to read that. So, yeah. Well, if you want to hear more of us ranting and raving about strange and weird things, you can go to the DD&D podcast or eventually to rabbittrailpodcast.com and download a copy and listen and maybe call in. At least give us a thumbs up on the like page. Anyway, look forward to hearing from all of you. Just as soon as I figure out how to hang up. All right. Good night, folks.
Hello. Hello. Oh, well, crap. I didn't even hear the phone disconnect. I guess David concluded the podcast. All right, well, then I guess we will conclude the podcast. It's 11:13. We didn't really talk about much besides gaming and stupid racist people who aren't really being racist. They're being colorists because we're not different races. If we were, we wouldn't be able to interbreed, crossbreed, and have babies. So just because somebody's a different color doesn't mean they're a different breed. Therefore, they're not a different race. I don't know why people are stuck on stupid, but whatever. Okay, I guess I will conclude the podcast and call David back. So, this concludes the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. You can find more at our future, whatever, rabbit. trailpodcast.com. I just bought the domain name. So basically it's going to be an index page for all of our podcasts, which right now we only have two, but we started out with one. And a friend said I should do something on relationships, and so maybe I'll do something with astrology. Even though I haven't done astrology in a year, maybe I'll get something going on that and get back into that. I don't know. But she thinks I give good relationship advice, even though I can't make my own stupid relationships work. So I'm pretty much going MGTOW. I'm just not looking for another relationship. I'm just done. But I think it's mostly this feminist movement and the government creating a problem so that they can advocate solutions for the problem. And women have bought it hook, line, and sinker. And even some guys. Not all women. If you want a good woman and you're a guy listening to this podcast, find you an anti-feminist. I think that's in the right direction. And if you're a woman, maybe you need to become one, become an anti-feminist if you're not already. And maybe then you'll find a better guy because you'll make yourself a better woman. Right now, I'm just working on myself, making myself a better person. And like I said, I'm not looking for relationships anymore. I'm trying to learn how to just be like a tomcat. I don't know how, but I guess I will learn. But yeah, I just don't trust women anymore. I want a relationship, but I got trust issues. So I don't see myself being in another relationship. So it's going to be a challenge. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.